Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. I'm broadcasting live from the George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Oh, what a night.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea, man. It was one of those things
having
where
such a good time.
You could almost feel the momentum turn. Honestly, but you felt them when they scored 3 runs right after the 8th that the Orioles scored, and you couldn't get that shutdown inning. You felt the momentum turning then, and then the Orioles came and didn't respond at all. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't feel good.
I give you that, because when they came back with those 3 runs, I was like, okay. And it's still a nice lead, but I'm like, it's too early.
But Trevor Rogers is great for 2 innings.
if he comes back in that inning and shuts them down, I mean, I'm not even talking about 1-3 up, 3 down. I'm talking about just a shutout inning. Now all of a sudden, you start chipping away at the hope of a team. When they come back and respond that quickly with 3 runs, now you open up the door because, as you said, Ed, there's a lot of baseball to be played.
Yeah,
yeah. You but Rob, when you start off, like, because it's so weird. I wake up this morning and reading what some of the people wrote about the game and fans losing their mind. This is the worst loss we've ever had. All these things. And then the weird thing is, the bottom line is, if you win today, you split the series. And it's amazing how much of a roller coaster ride baseball can be.
Yeah.
With oh my God, this is the worst team ever. They got to trade everybody. Oh, they won again? Oh, they won 2 in a row? Oh, we got to make some moves and add some. Oh, they lost again? Trade everyone. It's like, how do you get to this point to get away from it? Because that is one of the weirdest games, but we see this happen a lot where pitchers get this huge lead, and it's like, are you not locked in? Or because you have the lead, are you pounding the strike zone a little bit more? You know what I mean? Like, there's something to be said about that, but last night's game was just ugly. And if you watch Rodgers for the first 2 innings, you're like, man, he's looking good. You're looking good.
Looking good. I look real good today.
Yes, and he didn't.
You know, Orioles have been here since 1954. They've blown an 8-run lead 3 times since 1954. You know what that means? You can't blow an 8-run lead.
Yes,
yeah, you can go out. You can go out and split this series if you want, and we can wave pom-poms about it. But if you go out and split this series, the only thing I think of is, damn, you should have won 3 out of 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you fall short at the end of the season, you know what we're going to look at? You gave up an 8 freaking run lead. You give up an 8-run lead in that one ball game. So I hear you. You're right. You can split the series. But it doesn't matter to me now.
It doesn't matter?
Now you have to split the series. Because you blew an 8-run lead, Jeremy. And I heard last night.
It still counts as one loss, man.
Certain losses in the standings count as one loss. But certain losses can do other things.
But if they win today, it's done nothing. It's just another loss.
You don't know what it does to
if
them.
If they win today?
You look around at someone, and I mean, you went in the game with an 8-run lead, or you went in the game protecting a 5-run lead. You don't know what it does individually when you look at certain other people. So you're right. In the standings, it's one loss. But it could do more than just say, hey, that's one loss. You can start questioning the fortitude of other guys in that clubhouse.
Man, these guys have played so many baseball games. I don't think they're in the back of their mind going, oh, my God, 2 weeks from now, we blew an 8-run lead.
I'm not saying – no, I'm. You're not listening to me. I'm not saying the loss itself does something. It could do something how you look at certain individuals. I mean, how do you look at Trevor Rogers now with an 8-run lead and you put him back in the ball game? You were intrigued by him before. And now you're like, okay, maybe he's the same Trevor Rogers.
Well, but everybody,
I'm not talking about the loss itself. I'm talking about the people that were involved in that loss.
Leading into this game, they were talking about how the bullpen had only given up 2 runs in June. 2 runs. And then they all, it's like everybody passed the buck last night in a really crappy night. And by the way, I'm not saying that like this loss doesn't suck, but it's baseball. That's why you go back out the next day and then you put this in the rearview mirror and move forward. And whether
baseball
this,
is when you, baseball is when you lose a 2 or 3 run lead. When you lost 3 8-run leads in the history of your franchise, that goes beyond baseball.
But what does that have to do with today? Like
it goes beyond. It says you don't. That's something you don't do. You don't lose. It
happens all the time.
Today's it does. People it happened 3 times in the history of this franchise.
People blow leads, large leads, all the time. I mean, we had the Mother's Day Massacre. What if it wasn't 8? What if it was just 7? Do we want to go back and see how many 7-run leads they blew or 6? How many 10-run leads have they blown?
They can go out and split the series all they want, Jeremy. To say that, oh, man, they feel the same way about last night's loss that they felt about any other loss, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. I disagree that they feel the same way about last night's loss that they feel about any other loss.
I bet if you went to those players afterwards, they'd say, okay, it's a loss. And then you got to move forward. You don't. It doesn't hang around in your mind like, oh, my God, you remember that time we blew an 8-run lead or we blew the 8-run lead yesterday? I don't think it sits in their craw like that. You got 162 games.
There's 26 guys in that clubhouse. I guarantee you not all 26 say, hey, it's just another loss.
Okay.
There's no way. It's you put up 8 runs and you're looking like a slow pitch softball team. And then the bullpen comes in and retires 20 out of 21 batters.
I don't think you're going to find.
And the only way you got on is because you got hit.
I don't think you're going to find a single player that would step up and say, yeah, this loss is going to sit with us for a while. I don't think you'll find a single player.
I sit well with how? I'm not saying today they're going to come in and lose. Charlie Morton is hopeless because of what happened last night. No, Charlie Morton's going to go in and be a pro. The momentum is the next day's starter. But I don't think it's just any other loss either when you lose an 8-run lead. It's not.
Okay.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Last night, Birds, the bullpen, as Jeremy said, had been one of the better bullpens in baseball for the last, 2-3 weeks. And last night just did not happen. Andrew Kittredge, one inning, 4 runs.
Cano.
Andrew Kittredge giving up 4 runs in 1 inning, in my opinion, is not. I don't think
it's almost like they passed the buck. It's like, hey, it's your turn to screw it up now. It's your turn to screw it up.
Yeah. Cano, I don't know if you saw Cano's inning in its entirety. He just looked like he just couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a guy that gives excuses because it's really not an excuse. I guess my disappointment is how they've handled the heat.
Mm-hmm.
This heat has been a problem for them. Before you say, well, the Rays are playing in the heat as well, I think the Rays have played like 50-something home games, more home games than anybody.
Well, they're playing all the early home games, right, because they can't late or something? Or do I have that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because of hurricane season's coming. Yeah,
that's why they're doing
hurricane season. It's June to November. So, like,
right.
You want to get your April, May, June games.
Well, get out of here.
So the Rays have to be road warriors for
pretty much
a good portion.
September. August, September, they should be on the road.
Am I correct also that the Rays didn't start off that well at home?
No, they didn't.
They did not.
No.
And I'm saying that to say this. Guys, this heat is different.
Yeah,
It's different, man.
Do the Latin ball players like this? Do they feel comfortable in it? Because I know they're not comfortable in the cold, so I'm assuming they got to be comfortable in this.
Let me give you an example. You guys know I love the heat, but it took me a day to get used to it. It did, because we haven't seen this. We've had we've been seasonably cool for the most part. There's a player on this team that started last night that had 3 jerseys hanging up right next to the dugout. 3.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I know.
3 jerseys. That'll tell you how much. I don't know if you saw Gunnar Henderson after he made a play last night. His jersey was soaked. I bet if he took it off, it weighed an extra 5 pounds.
Yeah, I don't want to be like ridiculously personal here, but when I'm down there, I'll change a couple times a day. And I don't mean like, I mean soaked to your underwear.
Yeah.
Like you take off your briefs or your boxer briefs or whatever, and like they're heavy. They're soaked with water. Like it's uncomfortable.
I hate when my underwear gets soaked.
But, yeah.
What? I sweat a lot.
I sweat a lot too, Jeremy. Last night I wore on TV, I wore a gray shirt. After the TV telecast was over, when I do my hits, I'm not on camera. It's just my voice like it is the other guys. Yeah. I took that shirt off because I knew if I kept that shirt on for 9 innings, it would look like Gunnar Henderson's jersey.
Are you constantly worried about pitting out in some of those shirts when you're in that weather?
Gotta be.
If you notice, I don't wear gray a lot.
You wear a lot of Under Armour? Is that the material you're wearing with the polos?
But if there's a certain shade of gray that I don't... The shade of gray I wore last night, I don't wear often because of what you're saying.
I don't wear light gray for that reason.
I don't.
Charcoal gray, yes.
Ed. I'll wear charcoal gray. Yep. But if you notice,
unless
it's a quick hit, I don't wear gray suits a lot. If I'm going to be in a suit all day, a lighter gray I don't wear. A darker gray I will. Now if I'm just going someplace to give a quick speech or whatever, I'll wear that gray suit and I'm out. Church, I'll wear that gray suit and I'm out. If I'm in that suit all day, I'm not wearing it. And yesterday, because I knew that heat, I put that gray shirt on, but I didn't put it on until 5 minutes before I went on camera, and 5 minutes after camera, I had it off. Because it's just that. And I love the heat, but I'm telling you this, and again, this is not making excuses for them. I don't know how they're taking this heat, man. This is a heat that they haven't experienced all year. Let's just say that.
Yeah, and one thing with that too, like when you're talking about guys going into, we've mentioned this before in football, maybe not for the Ravens when we talked about it, and I brought it up when they played the Dolphins the first play, you know. But when you see teams from like the Broncos or Chicago, and they head to Miami week one or week two, watch those guys in the second half and see if their hands aren't on their knees.
And let me say this real quick before we get out of here, because I just thought of this. That loss last night, I'm not saying that today they'll go into that loss still thinking about that loss. It's more one of these journeys when you look at a teammate during the midst of that, you think, what are you doing? I think it was one of those losses.
Fair enough.
410-583-1057. We'll talk more Orioles at 6:45. But on the other side, the Ravens, they signed the guy, Jair Alexander. Your reaction to it up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think somebody, I think it might have been Ozzie. I think he said you can never have too many DBs. And for every team, at some point in the year, it seems like everybody's thin at DB. And, you know, to just add a guy like that into a room, kind of like I was saying, like not only his play, but his energy, his charisma, his just leadership, ball knowledge. It's going to be great to have in the room. And excited to get him acclimated and everything. He seems super eager to get in the playbook and stuff. So I think we're all excited to have him going into camp.
The bad news is Jair Alexander has only played in 14 games in the last 2 years combined. The good news is he's not even 30 years old yet. He's 28 years old, and people have bad stretches. I believe the Ravens know exactly what they're doing. If they thought the injuries was still an issue, he would not be a Baltimore Raven. And maybe the injury issues of the past is the reason why they got him at a really good price. I love this move.
Me too. I've wanted it for a while, as you know. And I think what they're going to do is they probably have a lot of incentives in that contract. It's a 1 year deal. I bet there's got to be like
$2 million worth of incentives.
If you play 14 games, you get, if you play, you know, half a season, you get nothing, or I think it's going to have that kind of language in it.
First off, no matter what happens, this is a win-win.
Oh, yes, it is.
Because, I mean, even if, like, let's say he gets hurt and it doesn't come out it doesn't work out. There's that opportunity for another one. He wants to prove it. And the fact that he's got a prove it deal, And he gets to come to a team where when you slide in, you're surrounded by a ton of talent. I think the only thing that we're sitting here going, I'm wondering about the Will linebacker, but I feel like we're great at every other spot. And I think a lot of people feel that way, especially when you look at this secondary. It's got four All-Pros. And you start factoring in all the cornerbacks and wide receiver or cornerbacks and safeties you have. I feel like you can take your safeties and put them on wide receivers and feel good at times. So, yeah, it's great. And then the fact that the Ravens get him on the cheap. And what if he plays well, he's probably going to want to stay here and you're probably going to want to pay him. And, oh, by the way, you've got other cornerbacks that are getting older. Now you're filtering this in. I don't think he gets enough credit. We talk about how great he is. Eric DaCosta is one of the best GMs in sports, period. Period.
Analytically
driven and also knows when he has that feel and it's like, this is the guy I want to get.
I said I wanted Jalen Ramsey because of all the other things that Jalen Ramsey brings to the table. And it's funny, who's the best defender on the Baltimore Ravens? The best.
Kyle Hamilton.
That's who was just talking, Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton said two words that I use to describe Jalen Ramsey. He said energy and charisma. These guys can play. Mm-hmm. I think the defense lacked that. Those are the two things I thought the defense lacked. I thought the defense lacked the personality. And I'm not, this is not putting down Agent Zero. He's a leader. We all know that. But they need that huge, larger than life personality on that defense. And that's what Kyle Hamilton was talking about when he talked about Jaire Alexander. And I think he agrees with that. You bring this guy in, the energy that he brings in, the locker room, the personality, the swagger. Because sometimes when you add swagger and you can back it up, other guys follow that and they feed off of that. And they develop that same type of attitude. Apparently, that's how the best defender on the Baltimore Ravens views Jaire Alexander. If he doesn't produce this year, it's not a bad deal. It's not like, oh, my gosh, you paid this guy all this money. It's not. You ain't paying him $15 million. If he does produce, man, you stole him, and chances are he's going to say, I'm not here busting my ass for cheap without signing another deal. And he probably signs on again and plays for a couple more years here. I don't know how you lose with this contract.
Yeah, I don't either. That's what's the beauty of it. It's a really nice contract for the team. It doesn't really bang your cap space. I mean, you get, I think, a really high quality player.
Oh, he's phenomenal. If he's healthy, he's phenomenal.
I mean, he's like he's a top 10 corner when he's healthy in this league. He's one of the best.
Like, I don't understand a word he said with those gold fronts in, but like, I'm loving all of it.
I don't care.
What are you saying, man? Let's get out there. Let's make it happen, man.
And the debate team.
Oh, I don't need him to be on the debate team.
It ain't the debate team. I don't have to understand what he's saying.
I was like, oh, so we're balling out. I like it. That's fine. I just make up my own things.
isn't it good to have a team where people are willing to sign for less just to play?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a real thing, man. It's like, to me, it's a real thing. You got guys that are absolutely willing to come here because there's a chance, a really good chance of going and winning a Super Bowl.
I want to say this. When Lamar said, go get him, Eric, he knew he was already gotten.
I think so, too.
Yes. I mean, the way that those guys, when he walks in the room and he sees them and they start hugging, you're like, I don't know why you start to feel good watching that. Yeah. Because I'll say this much. If people don't remember how last year's defense started out, we were all screaming about how bad they were and how you missed Mike McDonald and they figured it out. What if they haven't figured out for a whole year, and now you have even more talent? Good luck.
DP's not here.
Yeah, but Chuck Pagano's here. He's going to get all the credit.
I just want to stir the pot, man. Chill out.
By the way, I'm okay if Chuck Pagano gets all the credit. That dude's awesome.
410-583-1057 is the number. Joe told us we had to, so at 6:45, we're going to recap that mess last night in Tampa. But on the other side, considering what EDC has done to build the Ravens roster, are the players and coaches out of excuses for not winning the Super Bowl? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Really excited, I think. A quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited for that addition.
First of all, Marlon, pump your brakes, bro. I remember teams saying they had too many pitchers and they didn't know what to do with all of them, Ed, and all of a sudden have their pitchers get hurt. Now they're looking for pitchers.
Yeah.
So let's pump out brakes on. You got too many corners there, bro. The Baltimore Ravens is 2019 total wins, 14, 11, 8, 9, bad year, 10, 13, 12. Are they out of excuses for not winning the Super Bowl now, Edward?
Yes, I think they are. I mean, they've got – listen, it's been a comedy of errors. You shut out the dynasty of our era in the second half of a playoff game. You don't win that game.
That makes my stomach hurt every time.
That one kills me, though. You know, you had a couple of drop passes by your most reliable hands on the team. That cost you. You know, against Buffalo, the offensive line takes a dump. The running game can't get going. They lose in a low-scoring game. It's like they've had so many just unusual losses here. And now, just look at the secondary. Top of my head, now we got Jair Alexander. He was drafted ahead of Lamar in that draft.
Because he was getting interviewed when Lamar got drafted, and he jumped up
excited. That's right. And now you got Jair, Roquan, Kyle. Who else you got here?
Malachi Starks.
Wiggins.
What's the other corner's name?
Marlon Humphrey. They're all first-round picks.
Awuzie, yeah, that's another corner they have. I mean, you have depth there, and then they were
these are all first-rounders.
Awuzie. Yeah, oh. But they're also talking about how much they like T.J. Tampa, and they don't know if they can get him on the field.
Yes, and he's been playing well in these, padless practices. But I'm looking right now. You have six first-round defensive players. That's just in the secondary I'm looking at, and including Agent Zero, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible, Excuse time is over.
Jeremy, I'm done blaming coaches. Players got to get this done. That many players, you got to get it done.
I got enough blame for everyone. I'm not done blaming coaches, but, like, I do say this because when you look at the talent that's here, I'm knocking on wood, so I don't – the only thing – you look at it and go, well, the only thing that feels like that could – stop them would be injuries, right? Yeah, like you talk about, that could change a season in a heartbeat, especially if something happens to eight.
Yeah, now, that's the 8-9 season of 2021.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Exactly. And again, like when you get to this point, of course, could Mahomes have something to say about it and just be downright special like he always is? Sure. Could the Bills catch fire? Is there some team that could make a move? Are we not talking about some? Are the Chargers finally going to take that step?
There's always a team you're not talking about because there's always a team in the NFL that comes out of nowhere. A couple of years ago, it was the Lions.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere. Yeah. They're not that team anymore, though they came out of nowhere, but originally they were.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much talent here. Like I thought they were the best team in football last year.
And a year before.
Yes. Well, year before, there wasn't even any damn question about that. I mean, that was just ridiculous. And last year was this amazing season where you blew a couple of games, and then you didn't get what you needed to have home games here, so you had to go on the road. Okay, fine. You don't punt against Buffalo, but your turnovers cost you and mistakes cost you, and here you are looking at it again, and that's why I think that narrative builds. But ain't no more excuses now, man. Like you said, there's just too much talent here.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's too much talent, but you also have guys. You have a lot of guys that are at the point of their careers where winning a Super Bowl is the most important thing. So I don't think egos, young guys where you haven't done enough to have an ego, older guys where you've done a lot. Now all you need is a ring. So I don't think ego is going to be a thing on this team.
Yeah, I don't either. And then when I said too much talent, that's T-E-W. It's the Baltimore 2. Too much talent. Yeah. But no, Rob, you're absolutely right, though, when you look at this team. Even talking about how much better they are from the backup quarterback situation. Not that I'm telling you Cooper Rush is anything, but the guy started a bunch of games in this league.
Lord. You know? Why'd you send out the Rashawn signal?
It was like, did you see it? Did you see it in Florida?
I saw it in Tampa. You sent out the Rashawn signal, man.
Instead of a bat, it's a baseball cap back with braids hanging out. It's a big signal in the sky now.
He just posted a montage video of all the fights in Austin when he was there.
Did he really?
Woman hitting woman. Man hitting woman. Man hitting man.
Why does he always find fights? I feel like he's TMZ.
Yeah.
Like, you find stuff that nobody else finds. Well, what are you
That's
what
BGE
are you doing?
World Star.
World Star, I was going to say. That's what it was. World Star. Yes.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all? Oh, my bad. Hey, man. What's up, man? This Jair here. Welcome, flat, man. Let's get this money, Jair. Hey, man. Hey, Jeremy. I thought I was the only one, man. That man want to be a jit so bad with them fronts in his mouth. He can hardly talk, man. Come on. Yeah. But, hey, I ain't going to lie, man. Hey, EDC, man. I'm glad EDC be listening to us, man. That man making moves, man. And for all y'all Ravens fans was out here talking about, EDC don't do this, man. Praise that man, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so happy. But look, I'm going to still say the same thing. And I agree with Rob. No Ravens fans should be saying, yo, it's the coaches. It's the players. They got to lock in and do what they got to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, hopefully we win the Super Bowl. Hey, I ain't got too much. And plus, I'm running hot anyway, man, because they Rob, I ain't know. Eight, man. We lost by eight. Well, we ain't lose by eight. We gave up eight. It's sad, man, but I'll talk about the Orioles another time, but hey, we here, man. We here. Hey, Buffalo, we got 80 more days. See you at Buffalo. Hello? Hey, y'all have a great Thursday, all right? Friday
you too. Rob, I'm not trying to create a monster, but I love every time that cat calls.
I know you do.
There's some. He's going to say something that's going to make me smile and laugh on the side.
I know you do.
Dude, he called in and said he wished you a happy monster. Father's Day, and you didn't respond back, and it was a total lie.
It wasn't a lie. He was drunk. He thought he did it. He's drinking hallucinatives.
Hallucinatives? Whatever, something like that.
No, that's what he texts.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what I'm like, dude. I said, you do know that never happened. It didn't. I screenshotted him. Where is it? Oh, my bad. So it really wasn't a lie. He thought. He said it. He drank so much, he thought he texted me.
Nah, bro.
That's wasn't so me. Funny, I'd text man. You back. 410-583-1057.
You text me and I'll text you back.
Yeah. Well, that's, or else it doesn't happen. we'll talk NBA Finals Game 6. Jeremy, you think it's over with tonight?
Yeah. I do. And mainly, like, I don't know how much it's being talked about or people know. Like, there's some question that Halliburton might not suit up tonight. Now,
I don't think he will.
You don't? I think he will just because.
You think
he will? Yeah, it's game six. I think that dude's going to go out there and try to. And that's why I think this thing gets ugly early.
Kevin Durant. So I got two words for you, man. Kevin Durant. You saw what happened when he tried to do that. We'll talk more about that at 7:15. But on the other side, up eight. After their second at bat, lose by four. 12 unanswered runs. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fairbanks so fidgety on the mound, locks into place, and strikes out Holiday. The Rays score the final dozen. An improbable Wednesday night here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays, 12-8.
Yeah, the Rays score the final dozen runs. Birds, top of the second inning, score 8. Bottom of the second inning, Tampa, nothing. You think, okay, that's good. A shutdown inning after scoring 8, even though it wasn't necessarily a clean inning. Come back in the third, Orioles scored nothing. Bullpen starting to kick in for the Rays. Rays bottom of the third, score 3, then 1, then 4. Then in the seventh inning, bust the game wide open with another 4 after the game was tied at 8. And it's ball game, folks. That's the ball game. Orioles hope to go out today and win and earn the split. And it's going to be tough today getting it against the pitchers on the mound.
Drew Rasmussen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Morton's been on one, but this is going to be his first start without Maverick, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, like, I don't know how much that actually means in the grand scheme of things, but you tell me, Rob, if you were pitching out there and all of a sudden you were one of the worst or if not the worst pitcher in baseball, then all of a sudden you change catchers and things are clicking. I'm pretty sure you're going to want him back for this one.
You know, it's like putting on the garter belt, the underwear, you know, making sure the strap was right, you know, and it helps your pitching.
Man, those garter belts are too constricting sometimes.
You keep wearing them over and over, right?
Yeah,
and if you leave it, if you go on the road and you leave it home and it's not there, it gets in your head.
Yeah.
And you wonder how you perform. Sort of like that?
I think so, yeah, because, again, I have thick thighs, so getting garter belts around it's very difficult, and they constrict anyway, so worried about blood flow.
You think
flow.
It's a joke. Me and Rob both wore garters.
Did you?
Yes.
For what? For being a police officer?
Yes.
Yeah, see,
in the military and police wear them.
In our world,
like
called
the satin ones?
Shirt keepers.
Satin?
No, these are made like the old school tighty whitey underwear, the rib, you know, the waistband.
I got
made
you.
Like that.
Yeah.
I used to wear them. Whenever I put on a suit, I still wear them.
Satin or lace. Sexy.
It keeps your shirt down. You know, to keep tucking your shirt in and pulling your. Yeah, it's great, Jeremy.
It keeps your shirt tucked in?
Yes.
Yeah, because it goes from your shirt
you
to your socks.
Socks to your shirt. Keep it called
your
shirt
shoes
garters.
And your socks and your face and it.
Yeah. Whatever I put on a suit, I have them on.
Oh, man.
They are awesome. Nonetheless, yeah, I mean, when you're on a heater and there's one guy that's behind the plate for you constantly and you two are vibing and he's gone, it could be psychologically a problem, no doubt. But Adley Rutschman will be behind the plate tonight, I'm thinking, because he got the night off last night. Well, until he was pinch hit late. And again, you know, when asked why Adley, it goes back to what I was saying a little bit earlier. When asked why was Adley out, Tony Mancelino said he didn't want to beat him up in the heat.
Yeah.
So not only was he not catching last night, he wasn't in the lineup to DH either. And often that happens. But again, the heat is an issue here. And Tampa Orioles have not played in this kind of heat. This is not like Sacramento for two reasons. In my opinion, having been in Sacramento and Tampa, the heat in Sacramento when it was at its hottest point felt different than it does down here.
Yeah, no humidity.
Right. Number two, it eventually got cool in Sacramento. When the wind blows in this stadium, it feels like you're in a dryer. It's blowing.
You're checking the cornbread.
Yeah, you're checking the cornbread. Exactly. Who said that yesterday?
I did. It was in a story.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think people don't understand what it is to check the cornbread. Yeah, it does. It feels like you're checking the cornbread.
My wife made cornbread last night, so I know it's funny.
What she made the cornbread with? What was the main meal?
She made enchiladas. My wife's really good at, like, she buys rotisserie chickens all the time from, like, Sam's Club or wherever you want to get yours, and comes home and always has me tear the damn thing apart and cut it up, and then she repurposes it in some other meal before it goes bad. So she's a very sharp woman. I don't know how I ended up with her.
Oh, because she wants to go to heaven. Your charity.
I ain't going.
I said she wants to go to heaven. Your charity. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, Gunnar Henderson, 12-game hitting streak. He had two hits last night. I don't want to lose all the positives in this, although I'm not searching for positives. But Gunnar, his ability, he was on a 7-game hitting streak against lefties. I don't think he faced a lefty last night. So, I mean, that hitting streak against lefties is still going on. He's right now... Eddie, Gunner's hitting everybody.
Everybody. He is. It's nice to see, though. I know last night sucked, so it's just we'll stipulate to that.
That's why I'm just moving on.
Yes, correct. However, it is nice to see his numbers climb now. He's hitting again. Westberg's, you know, killing it. Like, all of a sudden, now, this is the team I expected to see. Adley's hitting again. Like, it just, these are the guys you expected to play.
Do you remember in Anchorman when all the news teams fought?
Yes.
I could just imagine them after the game sitting around each other just having a cold one going, whew, that escalated quickly. Adley threw a trident. I think he killed a guy.
Yeah. Kind of like a mace, a sword. Remember that?
Come on, stop, bitches.
Jeremy, he has an 851 OPS. How are you going to take Ramon Laureano out of the lineup?
You can, as I was pointing out yesterday, and it's not really a comparable thing, but we're going to.
Yeah.
His numbers are better than Santander's right now in Toronto. And I know that wasn't the guy they got to replace him. But Laureano kind of, like, if you play him, I don't want to say, like, every day, but if he's going to play a good portion of the games, you saw what happened in Atlanta last year. Like, he caught, and that's a great lineup to hit in, by the way. But he caught fire. And right now, You can't. Confidence is one of the greatest things in sports because when you're feeling it,
yeah, you're feeling
it. That ball is going to look like a beach ball when it's thrown to you.
And the problem is both he and O'Neal are right-handed hitters, so it's not like you can go lefty-righty. Right now, Ramon Laureano, folks, is batting 270 with 9 home runs, 22 RBI, and bat an 851 OPS. Those are legitimate numbers. Those aren't fraudulent numbers, man. I mean, he is 10. Mm-hmm. He also has 7 doubles. Five outfield assists was last night, number 5, right?
I think so.
Last night was number 5. By the way, the dumbest sin. Does that third base coach do his homework? Honestly, man, does Williams do his homework?
He had the windmill going.
The runner was a step away from third when Laureano picked up the ball. I was tense. I'm like, man, they're going to take the lead in this game because it was 8-8 at the time. And then when I saw Laureano pick up the ball, I relaxed in my seat and I thought, oh, he's sending them. This is going to be ugly. To me, it was a no-brainer that he was going to get thrown out at the plate.
Well, when you do that, yeah, we've had third base coaches on this team that have done that in the past.
Well,
if you remember, you'll question these sends, and that was one of them.
Again, I'm going to make some people angry, and we talked about it yesterday, but it's one of the reasons why when you're talking about those right-handed bats that you have, what do you do with Tyler O'Neill and Ramon Laureano? It's one of the reasons why I'm trading Cedric Mullins, because I can put Kowser there and have the right-handed bats on the corner outfield if that's what I want, or I can flip it. And Kowser can play there, and we can go with the lefties in the outfield, Dylan Carlson. I mean, you've got options. I'm not saying I want to get rid of Cedric Mullins, but the fact remains that his contract is expiring.
Let's be honest, Jeremy. I got into this argument with somebody last week. They said Cedric Mullins is one of the better center fielders in baseball. And my rebuttal to that was, yeah, when the ball is in the air, because when the ball is on the ground, he's a liability.
Yeah, he doesn't have a great arm.
But the ball is on the ground, he's a liability. Runners hit the base, advancing to the next base, with no hesitation when it's hit the center field when he's in there. They take liberties they don't take against anybody. They start running, and they never look back. They're basically saying, man, just throw me out. I don't think he can. Throw me out. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. I would trade having arms out there that make runners hesitate before I have a guy out there who's going to make acrobatic plays on balls in the outfield, because those balls get hit on the ground a lot more than the ones in the air that you had to make great plays on. I want runners to have to beware when they're outfield. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. She's giving out shovels at 8:00. On the other side, today is a very special day. I could say for some, but it should be for all. I'll tell you why up next on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.